you're listening to The Tech Box.
Hello and welcome to episode 79 of The Tech Box. My name is James and I have with me Dave Rich.
Hello James, how are you?
Not bad. How's things?
Well, this is breaking, isn't it? This is our biannual, triannual breaking news being in the podcast.
Well, there needs to be the canonical Tech Box reaction to the Apple announcements. So that's why we're here.
I'm going to beat all the other podcasts by releasing early.
Well, I think we're assuming you've 24 hours late, but we'll probably end up being 48 hours late. But, you know, there we go.
Yeah, so, well, I suppose we should probably do this in some sort of ordered fashion. So, I don't know, how do you want to kick it off? What do you want to go with? Do you want to go with ancillaries and accessories or straight to the meat?
I think the way to do it, yeah, let's go actually in that order then. So let's go for ancillaries, then we'll go for the watch, then we'll go for the iPhone.
So what we're talking, AirPods, aren't we?
Yeah.
AirPods all around. Okay, so good that we've got newer, cheaper AirPods. I would say AirPods 4, was it?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to do all the running in terms of discussing this because I don't use AirPods in any way.
In any fashion whatsoever.
No.
So I used to swear by the ordinary AirPods, didn't I? That these were the only ones that used to fit my ears. And then they released it. So the first two, there was two generations, wasn't there? There was
the long ones.
And then they released the long ones with the case. And then they moved to AirPods 3, which are chubby ones. And that's the point where those ones stopped fitting me and I had to make a decision. So I made the decision to try the Pros again because I tried the Pros before that and they didn't fit. But they did fit. So my ears must have changed as I got older. That's all I can think. And
well, I moved away. They do say that ears keep growing.
Yeah. That can only be the reasonable explanation. Anyway, looking on Apple's website, okay, so there seems to be two different types. There's the AirPods 4 normal, so 129. So I think they're the long ones.
No, I think they're all the same size, aren't they?
Have they changed them? No, they're still showing the elongated toothpick ones. I think we've got two types, James. I think we've got long tooth. No, actually, you might be right.
No, I think the fours. I don't think there's any physical differences between the fours and the fours with
noise cancellation.
It's very interesting that they've sort of split that off, isn't it?
Why can't you buy the long toothbrushy ones?
Those are gone now.
So I would have been stuck, wouldn't I?
Yeah, it's pretty much all. They're all AirPods Pro, except for the fact that the AirPods 4 are still outside your ear rather than having the rubber grommet going in the ear. But they're the same sort of style, like sort of short and stubby style.
Yeah, so £129 for the AirPods with no noise cancellation, £179 with active noise cancellation, and then obviously you step up to the Pro. So the difference between the active noise cancellation on the AirPods 4 versus the Pro is, as you said, that little grommet. Okay.
I mean, basically, they've described it as pro level active noise cancellation on the Pros.
So I don't like. I'm not a particularly big fan of the rubber grommet bit. But what benefit am I getting for an extra £40 on the Pros 2 then over the 179 Pros 4?
I mean, essentially, it's a rubber grommet and trust that they sound better.
What does the rubber grommet do?
I mean, the rubber grommet's going to give you a better seal and therefore you're going to get a better sound.
So it says here in their specs, it says up to 2 times more active noise cancellation. Okay. So I'm getting with adaptive audio and transparency mode. Whereas the 179 ones just say active noise cancellation and transparency mode. So they're selling it on that rubber grommet, aren't they? That seals
there
better.
To be fair, there is a fair bit more than that. There's the hearing test stuff, and then
that's software though, isn't it? We could do that on the others. Oh, is that seal doing that?
Probably the seal probably helps, I would imagine. And also you've got the loud sound reduction, which basically means that you can wear them as earplugs, but they'll still sort of relate the sound through to you, which is quite a cool feature.
Yeah. I mean, were you disappointed they didn't do anything to the AirPods Pro 2? But in reality, what could they do?
Are we say yeah, I suppose this is just software enhancements, isn't it? Sorry, I think I get what you were saying. They've not released any new hardware on the AirPods Pro side. They haven't. The fact that they've put these new features on, they haven't just called it AirPods Pro 3, you know, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah, they've been honest with it, haven't they? Let's be honest, they could have just said AirPods Pro 3. I've got the AirPods Pro 2 with
USB-C?
Lightning.
Oh,
no,
Lightning. Okay, old school.
Yeah.
I think we'll get back to Lightning later in the podcast if we've got time. So that's AirPods Normal, and then you've got AirPods Max. Put a USB-C plug on, which is the least that they could have done. And actually, it's the only thing they've done, really. I think they've got
new colours.
Yeah.
Yeah, new colours.
I mean, have you ever experimented with these Maxes?
Yeah, I had a pair, and they absolutely provided me no benefit but sweaty, horrible ears. And it made me feel like I had a really, you know, high pressure in the head. So I didn't
nice
really get on with them.
Then.
Yeah, I thought, like, for the price, they were just unwieldy. I couldn't wear my glasses properly with them because they pinched, and I was gaining nothing, absolutely nothing. I couldn't discern the sound being any better, maybe because my ears are shot.
What, then tiny AirPods?
Well, AirPods Pro.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of sound, though, isn't it? A big over-the-ear speaker is a different kind of sound rather than an in-ear grommet, no?
I'm going to go with the Richard Yates School of Senses here. For my hearing, and I think I do have a bit of hearing loss, so maybe the hearing aid bit will come in really handy. I couldn't tell any difference. I couldn't, apart from, again, as I said, a immense pressure over my ears. And I tried, and I just couldn't justify keeping them at £500 for the gain I got. I mean, as I said, I can barely hear the wife every time she talks to me, so
okay.
I'm probably not a good test subject on that.
So I think earphones, pretty expected bunch of upgrades and software upgrades. What's next?
Should we go with the watch?
Go to the watch. Now, going into this event, I probably even would have sort of signaled this last time we spoke, which was probably months ago. The only thing that I would expect to get out of this announcement would be the watch.
Yeah. Where am I at? So currently I have the Ultra, the first generation.
Okay.
The second generation didn't do anything for me. I mean, not really going to gain anything. The Ultra is a nice big chunky watch, and I think the design of it's very, very nice. We'll come on to the Ultra because I've got some thoughts on that. What do you think to the Series 10 then? What watch do you have at the moment?
I have the Series 7.
Okay.
Just a aluminium Series 7. But the interesting thing was the rumours before the event were all about them going to this kind of massive, was it 49 millimetres? And everyone was like, how on earth are they going to be able to have such a big watch face?
It looks no different to what I've got on my wrist.
The interesting thing is it's saying it's still 46 millimetres. There was rumours of like 48, 49, wasn't there, that it would go massive.
Wasn't it meant to be 44? I mean, let's just come back. The price on these is great. I know we're jumping around all the shop, but I'm just looking now. The price on that is pretty good.
What, 430 quid?
Well, 400 it says it starts at.
That's a small one.
Good. Yeah. Do you not think?
I suppose it's good in as much as it's not something that you would upgrade every year. Obviously, I'm pushing it for 3 years, and the battery in this is really poor. But yeah, I think
that's why you need the Ultra.
No, because I think the Ultra would be too big for me. I mean, I think I'm pushing it with the 45mm Series 7 that I've got, to be honest. But
I don't have particularly big wrists, but I think the 49 looks good.
Yeah. I'll probably try the 46 as it is now.
Have you seen the pricing of the SE? I know they didn't change that, but have you seen the price? £219 it starts off at.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose these are good for, in terms of, like, I suppose where Apple has competition, like in the AirPods and the watch, the price is not quite so much of a Mickey take. Do you know what I mean?
No, Yeah, it's not prohibitive. If you wanted to get it for the health benefits, because I don't think they're matched on health watches, if I'm honest, but I might be biased. £250 for a SE 44mm, I think it's quite good,
It's
to
not
be
bad, is
fair.
it? I think that limitation of not having it always on, I'd have to go back to it and see how that feels. The other rumor that didn't happen, and the discrepancies all seem to be on the watch, everything else seems to have been pretty well leaked, was that everyone was expecting a plastic Apple Watch SE, weren't they? And we didn't get
Ideal for
that.
kids, really. Ideal for kids, that would have
What,
been.
a little plastic one?
Yeah, nice 40mm plastic.
Yeah, well, and take the price down a little bit more as well. That's not really an Apple thing to do, but
I think even £219 would be perfectly fine. Perfectly fine
yeah. So,
for
but
a kid.
I now that we've actually got to this point, and essentially nothing's been added to the watch, I'm kind of thinking: would I actually get a Series 10, or would I get a Series 9 refurb? And I think I'm probably see what those refurb prices are like in a couple of weeks' time.
I don't think the refurb prices will be enough of a difference to make missing out, if that makes sense.
Well, what am I missing out on the 10? Because there's no new sensors or anything, is there?
They got a new chip, though, didn't they? Didn't they have a new chip?
Are you going to notice that?
Well, not now, but in 3 or 4 years, you may. New
Yeah.
battery.
I think they said that did they say the battery life was slightly improved, or was it? No, it's the same battery life, but I guess it's a bigger screen, brighter screen, and more updating on the screen.
And if you're going refurb, there's always the possibility. Are we talking Amazon refurb or are we talking
No,
Apple refurb?
Apple refurb, yeah.
I don't think the prices, looking at Apple's refurb prices, it won't be worth missing the 10, I don't think. I think you'll probably get about £50 off.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. But yeah,
No, I was going to say the Ultra 2. So a new color. New color. I like it though. You didn't like it, did you?
do you know what? When I saw it on the video, I thought it was a new design, and it was like a really bulbous new design. But it was only afterwards that I realised, oh no, it's the same design. It just looks. To me, it just looks worse in black. It looks sort of fatter and sort of more. Yeah, I don't like it. You do like it, I take it.
Yeah, I would be crazy to get rid of this Ultra and get an Ultra 2 in black, but I mean it would be my preference if I was getting one new. The thing is, every time I look at the Ultra 2 or the Ultra and look at Apple's website, I just want to be an extreme sports athlete. Do you know what I mean? I just look at it and they do such good job of advertising it. But no, I like it. I like it. And the new bands as well. I think the new bands are good. I don't do scuba diving or anything, but that new band looks good.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the watch, I suppose, is that you can get yourself a new band, and it does make the watch feel like new again, have to be said. It's a bit like getting a new case on the phone, isn't it?
New case. They've got, we'll come on to that, but I was going to say they've got rid of the woven wool, haven't they, as well?
On the iPhone, yeah, fine woven has gone, yeah.
I like them. Again, I might try and get a couple from John Lewis before they run out of stock.
My Apple Watch is absolutely self-destructing. I've just noticed that the strap is all fraying now and knackered. The battery's absolutely shot, but according to Battery Health, it's 82%. And there is a little bit of a discussion as to whether this is the latest conspiracy theory that they're not allowing that percentage to go below 80%. But I'm.
It seems to linger. I had one that went to 79 because 80 isn't good enough. It has to be 79, but it took a while. It took a while.
So what that means is that if I walk into an Apple store today with my watch reading 82%, and I count out however much it is, 60 quid or whatever, and say, there's my money, can you change the battery in my watch? They're literally going to say, no, I refuse to do that.
So I had this discussion with them. And you can always pay, you can override them. They'll do it for free if it meets their metrics and under AppleCare, but I think you can
Okay.
just pay them.
So that might be another option, although I'm convinced that I get occasionally get abnormally hot in the night. And one of the sensors that's on the Apple Watch 9 is the temperature sensor. So I'd be quite interested in seeing a few readings of that.
Is that the one that's not on the Ultra as well? It's on the Ultra 2.
I don't know, actually. I think it probably should be there. If not, it'll be on the Ultra 2, definitely.
Yeah, I don't have it. I've got to a point, so I used to upgrade my watch religiously every year. I've got to a point with this Ultra, though, that they're not really adding much, are they, to be fair? I've got the same design. It looks really nice. And it could do with a new strap, even though this one costs 100-odd pounds. It's getting all frayed and stuff, and it's a bit... It could do with a wash, let's say. But I think they're really, really good. I had terrible battery life with my Series 6, but I've had this Ultra a year now, and I'm still at 98% with it. So I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
It's a long cycle that they've got going on now with this Apple Watch, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's right, isn't it? I think 2 or 3 years is definitely even a techie person's lifespan on the watch. And I think if replacing the battery is nice and easy, then stretching a watch out to 4 years is probably possible, to be honest. And even on the horizon, there's not really too much rumour around new sensors. I mean, I know that there was, you got the two big ones that people talk about are blood pressure and the sort of diabetes, glucose monitoring. But those two things, cross my fingers, aren't necessarily important for me at the moment in my life. And also, I'm not that interested in them either. Do you know what I mean? Even though I know that it's not like, I don't need it, but also I don't necessarily want it. Although I suppose the glucose monitoring, if that was super accurate, it would be quite interesting, at least for a bit, given how Kev gets on with his in terms of monitoring the behaviour of different foods on the glucose levels. But
I tried that sensor, didn't I, that Kev tried. Just I've not got diabetes, but obviously I do a lot of running. I couldn't get on with it on my arm. So having it in a watch might be a bit better, I suppose.
Yeah.
Two cheeky updates, really, isn't it? AirPods 2, Pro 2 software update. Well, not even a software. Apple Watch to Ultra 2. Again, just software, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's lackluster. Nothing shining out there, is there?
Hey, quickly, before we move on, the last show, what was I about to do before we went on the last show? Can you remember?
No idea, no.
It was as the Vision Pro was being released.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to go and test it out.
I did. I had the demo, the Vision Pro demo.
Okay, well, this comes under accessories, even though it wasn't mentioned yesterday. We'll allow it.
Yeah, so my thoughts are, okay, it's a very posh Quest 3. Is it Quest? Meta Quest 3, yeah. So I had the Meta Quest. I think I even mentioned it. So the demo, it was so scripted. They line for line, all read the same thing. So they'd put it on and see. They'd go, swipe to the left. You can see this picture. Isn't it nice how this picture... You, do you know what I mean? Shows you the great capabilities of this. Now, if you come out of here, go. Do you know what I mean? So it's very scripted, and I took it for what it was. You know, I've had the Quest 3. I'm pretty au fait with all the AR, VR. It is like a more enhanced Quest 3. So the AR side of things, you've got better resolution. It's not perfect. So the real world isn't like putting on a pair of glasses and looking at the real world. You can still tell you've got a headset on. You've still got a narrower field of view.
Yeah,
But it's better. It's better. It's an increased quality. So I think it's 4K per eye that they've got going on? It gets warm. So it does get warm. That battery cable is very annoying. Very annoying indeed.
Really, okay. Even though you would have been sat down for the demo even.
Yeah. The having to look at things was annoying. Just wanted to point, so the user interface.
Because you look at something and then you click it with your fingers, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, and he went to great pains to say, look, you don't even have to look at your finger when you tap it. You can have it down here. You can have obviously the camera's picking it up.
Yeah.
It doesn't pick it up if it's behind my back, so that filled in. Where it's better, in my opinion, is the immersive video, because they've got the Apple TV and the content is much higher quality because they're putting the different quality to the eyes. It was better. So the immersive video where you were looking at where you're in the concert and they were singing, or you were at the side of the basketball match, it was like you're courtside basically.
So presumably your body and neck is basically anchored, but you have free movement of your head, yeah?
Yeah, unless they're moving the camera.
Yeah.
So I think I was on like a tightrope walk or something like that. But the quality is markedly better than the Quest in that. And I could see myself quite happily watching a film. Again, there's like a little Marvel film. So there's two types. There's normal film, then there's the immersive stuff where you're basically in there. The immersive stuff is really where they could go to town on it.
I would even suggest that there's three different types, because the third one would be an interactive one where it's 3D generated, so you could change your place of view as well as your kind of angles. So the second one, watching a live sport event that's been filmed in 3D, you're able to look around and it looks quite convincing, does it?
Yeah, it's really good. The immersive video that you would record on the iPhone, that's good. Again, it doesn't place you totally there, but it fades out the background and it sort of puts you into the video, you know, as if you were there recording it, but without the camera.
Yeah.
I would say, and I've started doing it, it's definitely worth recording immersive video now. Obviously for me as well, I've got young kids.
Yeah.
So that I can experience it later on.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you would be the litmus test, is if after that demo you had started recording stuff in, what do they call it?
Immersive
video,
whatever. When I remember. If I see the icon, I'll push it. And I think future me will thank past Dave for that.
Yeah, I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about that. But that was definitely the thing that I would imagine would have happened, you know, because obviously once video got good enough on the phones, it was like, I've got to remember to not just take photos. I'll take a few snippets of video so I can look back at the video, which will be a bit more immersive with our current tech. But that's interesting. You think now that you would actually sort of, if you were on a holiday and let's say you're out and about, I guess the majority you would still just take photos, but then you'd make a point of recording a handful of immersive videos on it.
Yeah, so I record a lot of video anyway because I think it's great to be able to remember. And I like to, if we go out for a day or if we have a holiday, I like to always do a video. So if there's a special event, kids' school, I'll put all the little videos I've put together, put a nice little title on it so it's all there. If it did this immersive video automatically, so I got it free, for just doing a video,
like HDR.
And I don't know why that would be good. I mean, they obviously need to increase the base storage on a device first. But that's the only. I mean, everything else was a bit naff, really. The AR and stuff. It's nothing we haven't seen. They obviously don't have the games that you're going to have as well on the Oculus on the Meta Quest because you've got no controller. They're severely lacking in that controller.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see whether they introduce a controller, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because obviously at the moment, if they don't do anything, it's just going to die on its bum because there's nothing there. You know, there's no sales there.
Very, very polished hardware though as well. You touch it and it feels expensive.
Yeah. But presumably the idea, their plan will be to both have a cheaper version and, you know, expand what people use it for if the current use cases aren't a killer app. And I don't know, it sounds like maybe it's not quite a killer app because it sounds like it's basically a one-person viewing platform, you know, either for watching flat TV and video or 3D video or interactive or games. Are we up to four there? I guess that might be four types of things.
Sports would be brilliant. If I was able to as well, I like using the Meta Quest with my computer and having the multiple. Again, all that sort of, I couldn't really do that because you don't have your Mac there. But it's too expensive. And if you've used AR, VR before, then you're getting a better experience. But it's not worth £3,500. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got my Meta Quest 1 out of the cupboard the other day and sold it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did someone buy it?
£100 on the nose.
It's not bad, I suppose.
Because we got them cheap, didn't we? We got them in COVID times, and I'm sure it was only 200, 250 max, I think.
The Quest 3, I was in CX at the weekend just browsing, and there must be 100 of those Quest 3s in the cabinets.
Really?
It looks like everyone's got them with like EE plans or things like that, and then just dumped them after a while.
And how much are those going for in CX?
230, 220, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, as I have always said, the technology and the experience in these VR headsets is amazing. When I actually got the Quest 1 out to sell it, I went back into it. Obviously, I had to reset it. So I had to like set it up in order to upgrade it, in order to reset it. You know, it's quite an ordeal. So I went through all the onboarding process a couple of times, and it's just fantastic. Do you know what I mean? Even the Quest 1. You know, when you're just doing stuff like playing ping pong and pulling streamers and all that kind of stuff, it's just magical.
It's just not every day, though, is it? That's the problem.
No, it's just for some reason. It's the same way that you cut, you know, in the same way that you can't fit in game playing when you're an adult. It's almost like 100 times that. It's like, if I can't fit in a quick game on the Switch on the sofa, I can't. It's almost like 100 times the barrier to get the VR headset.
All right, love, I'm just going to go upstairs, sit in our bedroom, put this headset on and dance around for a bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Yeah, so I thought at least I fed that back.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Got that off my chest.
That's actually interesting, because I was interested as to whether it was going to be a big step above and beyond, but it's interesting that what you're saying is it's iteratively better rather than revolutionary better.
Yeah, it's not knocking. If you use the Quest... Well, Quest 3, you're not obviously you're stepping up to better quality, but it's nowhere near what you think. So right then.
Okay, iPhones.
We're starting at the bottom, the 16.
Yeah,
I like that. I think that's a really good upgrade. Which let's be honest though, is this the first time that Apple have released a 1 year old device and basically obsoleted it because it wasn't fit for purpose? I'll tell you, no, there is another one. Do you remember the iPad 3?
Yeah.
Where it came out with a 30-pin.
30-pin port going to Lightning, yeah.
It was like out for 7 or 8 months. It was totally pointless. You know, do you know what I mean? They obsoleted themselves. I feel that they've gone and done that with the 15, because we all know they didn't put the right chip in it, because the M3 chip, which the 15's based on, is very expensive.
The 3-nanometer process, yeah.
And they wanted to get away from that, which is why we haven't seen upgraded studio devices, upgraded Mac Pros. Very expensive to make. Therefore, they wanted to jump straight to the M4, save the pennies. And as a result, all those people getting that one-year-old device, tough.
Do you know what, though? How many people are going to be genuinely jealous, and for how long, of AI features that are on the 16? The other thing that I would say is, when they released, for instance, stuff like Siri on the 4S, I don't think that was backported to the 4, was it?
No, it wasn't, because it had that stupid voice memo record thing on it, didn't it? It had a voice system, but it's more of like a dictation thing.
I think it's not unusual for either Google or Apple to release what are even software features that could be backported and not backport them. And this is more of a hardware limitation here.
This is RAM, isn't it? This is because they don't have the 8 gig of RAM.
Apparently, yeah.
I had a look as well, just while we're on it, to check the new iPhones. Have they got more than 8 gig? And they don't. So,
But we're expecting the base to have 8 and the Pro to have 12. Is that how it's worked out? That was the rumours.
No, they've both got 8, from what I can see. From the research I've done. Yeah, so they didn't deem it necessary. It's not like, the 15 came with 8 and we managed to squeeze it on. It looks like they've made that choice.
So are we saying that my 15 Pro has got the same amount of RAM as the 16 Pro?
Yes. From my limited research.
Okay. I mean, we'll have to wait for that to get confirmed, won't we? But
yeah.
Because they don't talk about the RAM, do they? But
from what I can see, from looking around. Anyway, 16, very, very nice upgrade. I even like the colours, the design with the new camera.
Yeah, colours look lovely. The camera, obviously it's just a TikTok in terms of, and they've done it so that you can get the immersive video. But I think it looks good. I think it looked good on the 11. I think it looks good here.
The colours are so much nicer, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm looking now. The ultramarine one. Oh, that's a nice colour.
I like the green one. That green one is nice.
That plus, yeah, that plus would be brilliant. The 16 plus. There's not a lot more that you'd want from a phone. As a standard phone, we're talking like Pixel 8 Pro, Pixel 9 Pro, that is a very good contender.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I mean, lack of zoom would probably still push me into the Pro model, but really this is 99% of what you want. I know it's also not got ProMotion, but really, especially now, it's got essentially the same silicon as the Pro. I don't know whether they're sort of maybe cut out a couple of graphics cores or something just to sort of...
It's sort of throttled-ish, crippled right. A little bit, I think, compared to the Pro.
But you can bet your bottom dollar that's still going to be very, very nippy. It's also probably got the USB 2 on the bottom, which is a bit of an annoyance. No video out, slower transfers. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is a nice phone, and it has really the headline feature, which is the camera button or the camera control.
Yeah, it has the macro, it has the ultra wide, it has the normal, it has a 2x zoom, so it's just lacking that 5.
Yeah, exactly. They've basically put, have they put basically last year's Pro sensors in there, or did they put the this year's 48 megapixel sensor in there?
No, I think it's, it says the 2-in-1 48 megapixel fusion camera.
Yeah, so I've got a feeling if they're calling the new one on the 16 Pro a fusion camera, then maybe it's the same main sensor.
So it will be the same main sensor. That,
just with last year's wide angle, basically.
Yeah, that fusion part will be the pipeline to the A18. So they're getting that for free, if that makes sense. I don't think that's anything special about the camera. I think you get what you get with the lens, and the fusion's the magic source of the A18.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because they had this capability on the Pros of taking the 48 megapixel camera and taking the sort of 2x 12 megapixel out the middle and calling that a sort of 2x zoom, lossless zoom. But the use of the word fusion is new, isn't it? They weren't using that last year, were they?
No, I think that's just a benefit of that A18 photography pipeline, whatever they've got going on, whatever they're doing. But that camera button, as you say, it'd be interesting to see what they do with cases on that, I would think.
Yeah, so a couple of the leaked cases just showed a normal case with a hole cut out there, which is what you'd expect.
But that would make it awkward, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. And also, I think the other thing is, if you got a case, if you didn't want it, you could always get a case... Well, you could just get a case with it as a button, because it does actually, it's got a physical aspect to it. And I'm presuming that you can you could press it.
But you wouldn't get the zoom, would you?
No, you wouldn't get those controls. But, you know, really the 99% of people are just going to be mashing it once to launch the camera and then mashing it another time to take a photo, aren't they? So in theory, what I'm saying is if you wanted a case that didn't have the hole, you could get away with it.
It answers the age-old question as well, which way you should hold the camera. Should the lenses be up at the top or the bottom?
Oh, always at the top.
Yeah, but where does it say that?
Well, just is how it is, isn't it?
Again, if you don't know, you don't know. And so I've often searched on how to hold it, and no one specifically says.
I don't know that anyone got round to holding it the other way, you know, with it at the bottom by using the action button for the last year to do the camera launch.
Action button, do you use it?
No.
No, me neither. No.
I keep it on the default ringer. So I use it in as much as if I want to turn it onto silent and off silent, I use it. But that could quite easily still be a switch.
Yeah, I changed mine to flashlight, but that's only because mine lives on silent permanently. There's no requirement to have it off silent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't resent it. I'm quite happy that it's there. And yeah, I could use it for flashlight or something like that, and it would be, you know, fairly handy. I'm not, it would have no bearing on my purchase decision on a phone. You know, if it was like Android versus iPhone, the fact that the iPhone has an action button. I mean, to be honest, a lot of Android phones have had action buttons over the years. My LGs used to have Google Now button or Google Assistant button that I think you could change as well. So, yeah, these kind of like assistant buttons or action buttons or Bixby buttons, you know, we've had them since the dawn of time. A bit like we've had camera buttons, haven't we, on old Nokias. Sony's still battling on with them. And if the implementation of this camera button is really intuitive, then that is something that I could see being a bit of a, maybe not a deal breaker, but definitely something that would be like, okay, I actually do fancy, I do appreciate the ability to just whack it once, whack it a second time and take it. I mean, the dream with all of these camera buttons or even these camera shortcuts has always been, as soon as I touch it, the camera is up, it's ready to take a photo. There's like zero, well, they say it's zero lag on the shutter, but the dream of these camera shortcuts, whether it be double tapping the power button or whatever, is that the camera is just instantaneously there and ready to capture. Hopefully that's what it'll be like.
Yeah, I mean, you can but hope, can't you, James? I like the Sony Ericsson's old, you hold it to autofocus. That's the good implementation for me. Up to 2 hours better battery life over the standard iPhone 15.
That is good. They made a real big, they made no, unless I missed it, they made no play about what this chip did apart from, well, obviously they did, but, you know, the fact that they really prioritised the fact that it was that they were getting a couple of extra hours battery out of it. And I think they even said that the Pro Max was the best ever.
Yeah.
That's a really good sign to me. Because that 13 Max, if you remember back to that, 13 Pro Max, that was absolutely
good.
Incredible battery life.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one where they made the big step, though, wasn't it, with that? That was like noticeably better than what had come before.
Yeah, and then the 14 and 15 have been disappointments after that.
15, so I've got a friend with the battery degradation on the 14 seems to be appalling, as does my 15. I don't know, it's a lot worse than what I would expect at this time of the year.
Yeah, given that it's a max, I'm at 91.
Yeah, I'm 92. How many charge cycles have you?
296.
Let's have a look. What's it under? It's under about, is it?
No, it's in battery.
Is it in battery?
I think they moved the cycles into battery.
So I'm at 91%, as are you. Cycle count of 291.
So about the same.
Yeah, manufactured July 2023, first use September. So I mean, the thing is, I get why people moan, and I understand it because it's frustrating, but it's not very expensive to have a new battery put in by Apple in the grand scheme of things.
No.
And to keep your device running for another 2 years.
To be honest, I ran out, I think it was yesterday, I ran out. So I literally had to sort of, I was in the house, so it wasn't a disaster. I just sort of went upstairs, plugged it in for 20 minutes or so. But yeah, I think I'll probably look at, if that happens more and more, I probably will look at having a new battery put into the 15 Pro.
It's like having a new phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
New battery.
Yeah.
And to get Apple to do it, you've got all the seals, all the warranty.
Yeah.
And you can just indefinitely keep paying AppleCare every month anyway, which is what I do. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that because I always have my phone in like a TPU case and glass screen protector. We won't go over this.
We've had this argument
area of conversation, but I can't justify AppleCare on top of that.
Anyway, iPhone 16, 16 Plus. I think the 16 Plus just gets overlooked a lot. I think that would be a really contender. If you like a big phone,
Do you know what the interesting thing about the 15, the 60, well, the Plus model, I should say, is, you know that they were talking about they discontinued the Mini because no one was buying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not comparatively see tons more Minis back in the day than you see Pluses now? I'm not talking about Pros, purely on the base.
The problem with the Plus, though, is that once you start looking at that one, you're nearly at the price of a Pro. And you sit there and have that conversation with yourself, yeah, thinking, I'm paying nearly as much for a Pro here as I am a Plus, and I don't think the maths work.
I've hardly seen any. I'm struggling to remember if I've ever seen a Plus in real life. And they've been out a couple of years now, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. £899 for a 128 gig Plus. And at that point, would you not go to the Pro? Is the Pro's 256, isn't it?
I mean, I would. I think the Pro Plus is 256, but I presume that
it is. Yeah. They start. It's two for a Plus at 256. You're looking at 900, so it's the same price. It's the same price. So for 256, 16 Plus, you're looking at £999, which I don't. The maths don't work for me on that. As nice a phone it is,
yeah,
it doesn't seem to have a place. Doesn't seem to have a place, does it?
No, not for me. Not for me.
Right, so should we move on to the Pro?
Yeah.
So.
There's not really much here, is there?
I was a bit underwhelmed, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I was. It's basically a 15 Pro Max. 15 Pro or Pro Max with an extra button on. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because at least the 16 had the advantage that it's going to get, it gets the Apple Intelligence, which the 15 wouldn't. Whereas the 15 Pro is going to get it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, It is a new form factor, strictly speaking. So you've got thinner bezels, which to me, when I look at it, makes it look like it's even got a different aspect ratio. But I checked and it seems to be the same aspect ratio of the screen. But because the bezels are thinner, it makes it look taller and skinnier.
Is that how they're getting the extra screen size, by miniaturizing the bezels, or have they increased the size of the phone?
I think it's both.
Let's have a look. I can tell you the size. So, dimensions: 15 Pro is 146.6 millimeters, 16 Pro is 149.6. so again, yeah, Pro Max has gone from 76.7 to 77, so it's slightly bigger, about a millimeter.
Yeah, so,
well, more on the 15th, and the weight has increased.
Yeah, the weight increasing, although if they're saying that they've put a bigger battery in, then I'm prepared to forgive them for that.
So the weight on the Pro Max has gone from 221 grams to 227, and 159 on the 15 Pro to, oh no, what am I ringing my finger? 187 on the 15 Pro to 199.
Ooh.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah. I mean, 200, that is a chunky beast, even that 16 Pro normal.
Yeah, it'll be much more dense, won't it?
Yeah.
Better camera, arguably. But again, are they just making use of, have they got new sensors in there? Or are they making use of that A18 over the M3? Let's call it, no, it's M4, isn't it? It's an M4 over an M3, basically, isn't it? Yeah, there's not a lot in it. Are you going to get one?
No.
They've got the cinematic mode, yeah, 4K at 120 frames per second.
I don't think the cinematic mode goes to 120, does it? It's just that they're putting the 4K at 120 with Dolby Vision, which is impressive.
So what have we got at the moment? We've got 4K 60, haven't we, on the 15 Pro? And we got 4K 60?
It must be, mustn't it? Yeah. In terms of what the max is, it must be, because they were making such a big deal of 4K 120.
So, right, iPhone 15 Pro, 4K video recording at 24, 25, 30 or 60.
Yeah.
iPhone 16 Pro, 4K Dolby Vision video recording at 24, 25, 30, 60, 100, which is brackets Fusion, or 120 Fusion. So they're emphasising this Fusion gives them either 100 or 120.
That's interesting, isn't it? 100 must be on the ultra-wide then, mustn't it?
Yeah. And then 1080p Dolby Vision video recording at 25. I tell you what, they know how to make it complicated, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously it'll all come out when they release it, and we get a little bit more of an idea on exactly what these specs mean. But you can't sniff it. I mean, the video on iPhones is so good.
Oh, yeah.
To have it, to have 4K at 120 if you needed it is incredible. But who needs...
What's the file size going to be like on that?
Pretty big.
Huge.
Yeah. But who needs 4K at 120? Apart from if you're filming a music video as per the presentation.
Well, the only playback device I would have is the iPhone. The iPhone can play it back, can it?
Yeah, it can. I mean, your TV can play back HDR 4K at 60, and a lot of TVs would be able to do 120, I guess, because the PS5 and the Xbox Series X can do 4K 120.
It's an investment in a new telly, though, isn't it?
I think that the idea is that you film it at 120 and then you play it back at in slow motion.
What's that giving me? Is that all it is? Playing it back in slow motion?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Is 120 too fast to watch? Am I getting confused, aren't I? I am. Frames versus...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, again, nice to have, but then if it's just for slow motion playback, what's the real-world benefit?
Pretty much none.
Mm. Will it make videos of the kids look better?
Well, I suppose slow motion's occasionally useful for kids, but, you know, having 1080 SDR is kind of okay. Dolby Vision is a nice, you know, HDR is a nice upgrade, and to have that in 4K, great. But, yeah, it's a difficult one to say that it's going to get used a lot, I would say.
Is resolution then always going to trump frame rate?
No, because 4K is about the maximum you'd want to really go to. I mean, 8K hasn't taken off because you can't really tell the difference between 4K and 8K. I mean, we are at the level of, you know, whether you can perceive that 4K versus 8K. If you think about a cinema like that you'd go to, most cinemas are 2K, and they make a big deal if you end up going to a 4K one.
Yeah, my studio display is 5K, but it renders the UI at 2K.
Yeah, but you're sat quite close to that monitor. So having 4 or 5K in a monitor is slightly different.
But the way macOS works is it renders the video and the images at that resolution, but scales the...
Yeah, the UI.
The UI around it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's good, but... Definitely nothing for iPhone 15 users, I don't think. I think even on the normal, I think if I had an iPhone 15 normal, I wouldn't go to an iPhone 16 normal. But then I guess if I was on the normal, I wouldn't be upgrading every year anyway. But
no, and you wouldn't be watching the event either, probably.
No, but I mean, they're both really nice phones. I mean, if you're coming from a lower iPhone, the fact that you're getting that camera button and the potential for that camera button to be really, really useful, I think that's quite a big deal. So, yeah, if you're coming from a lower iPhone, like a 12 or something, these would be incredible.
Yeah, I think what I'm doing this year is I'm due an upgrade in December. The wife is on a 13 Pro, arguably still a good phone, but she's expressed in she likes the Pro Max size, so I'm going to give her the 15 Pro Max, and I think I'm going to get the 16 Pro Max. And then the 13 Pro can go down the line to the eldest daughter, and then the youngest lad, where he'll just have to stick with his 11 until I get another one and it filters down.
I shouldn't be too long, though.
No. Both the kids are on 11s at the moment. And to be fair, for everything they need, software support, you name it, is perfectly fine. I just, obviously, thinking battery life and stuff, and I think the wife wants a bigger phone. I want a new phone. So together, it works. it's a justified upgrade path.
Okay, so let's talk colours then. So we've got a decision to make here. I'm guessing you're going to go for brown.
Well, I thought this. Every year I go, do you know what? That looks really, really nice. I'm going to do that. But in reality, I always just pick black because it's safe.
Yeah, I do. I regret getting black this year. I wish I'd gone for natural titanium.
My biggest regret is the iPhone 7 and not getting jet black.
Which has come back this year. It's a triumphant return for jet black on the watch, yeah.
I know. If they bring that back on the phone, that's me straight away buying.
Well, it's in the locker. It's ready to come out at a moment's notice.
You never know. It might be the six-month refresh.
Yeah, possible.
White titanium, no, not for me. It would either be, I don't know, that desert titanium looks nice, doesn't it?
I mean, I was being sarcastic. I don't like it.
Do you not?
No.
I've had a gold iPhone 8 once, and I really liked that. I was well taken with it.
I don't know what it... I mean, to be fair, it looks better than some of the worst renders made it look. Do you know what I mean? It was looking very, very brown in some of the leaks. And this just looks gold, you know, like a... like a classic iPhone gold, doesn't it?
Yeah. So reading, they've apparently changed the titanium process. So it's instead of being blasted titanium, sorry, brushed titanium, it's now blasted titanium, for whatever that means.
Okay.
Obviously, they're saying ceramic shield screen's twice as strong, next generation. I don't know whether that plays a part in it for you.
No, because I don't trust any phone screen glass. That's why I always put a protector on, unless it's...
But it's... So I don't use screen protectors, but if you were going to drop it and you didn't have a case on it, which is what they advertise, you're going to damage the side of it, even if you don't damage the...
Yeah, totally, yeah. If they said that this is literally some metal that doesn't matter what you do to it, it's not going to ding, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, then I'd be in. Yeah, I'd rather have a dingless phone than stronger screen glass. Because again, Apple Care protects you quite reasonably on that. I was looking at trading prices, and my friend's got a 1 terabyte 14 Pro Mac, and he gets offered by Apple a greater trading than I do for a 15 Pro Max 256.
That is interesting, isn't it? Because most trade-ins don't really scale for the capacities, do they?
No, I think it's not much. I think my trade-in was like 540, somewhere like that, but his was 575 for the upgrade.
What's he got? A 14
Pro Max 1 terabyte.
Interesting.
Arguably that wasn't a bad investment at the time. Well, I suppose he hasn't got his money back, has he?
No, he's lost a great deal of money on that. But I suppose over 2 years, it's interesting, isn't it? So he essentially probably lost nothing in the last year, or very little.
Yeah. CPU performance, 20% faster GPU, 15% faster CPU, 17% more memory bandwidth. Wi-Fi 7 versus 6E.
That's interesting, yeah. It's got to be one of the first Wi-Fi 7 devices, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if you're an early adopter, brilliant. But, however, it'll be much better for you in a few years' time, won't it? I suppose when everything goes to 7 or the standard. I think they put it quite nicely when they say evolution versus revolution, don't they? That makes sense.
I just Googled it. There's millions of phones that support Wi-Fi 7. I thought it was quite new. But, yeah, it goes back to the Pixel 8 and Galaxy S23 Ultra. It's just disabled in firmware.
What does the Pixel 8a have?
8a is not listed, but maybe this is an old article.
Oh, right. Yeah, so did they announce anything else?
I don't think so. It's interesting that there was a lot of rumours about iPad minis and Mac minis, but they never showed.
Yeah, it was a longish, though, wasn't it? It was about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it did go on. Yeah, which is interesting because they didn't really have that much to say, but they spent a fair amount of time saying it.
I'm just looking now because I'm wanting to know whether the 8A has Wi-Fi 7, just out of curiosity. I've got an 8A at the moment and I'm quite taken with it. It's quite nice. Anyway, I'm off track. Let's keep it iPhone.
See if you've still got that for the next episode for a little bit of a deep dive.
Yeah, it's the colours. I like colours at the moment. I do like colours. Very colourful.
But you're not going to go for the brown?
No, not on my main device, no. I can't do it. I don't know is the question with that, with the Wi-Fi 7, and nor does it really matter. Because I don't have a Wi-Fi 7 router.
No, I was going to say, I don't think I've even got a 6E router.
A normal incremental update, really.
Yep. I think it'll be it'll be interesting to see what they do M4 wise, because there's big rumours of them pushing the M4 onto all of the Macs pretty rapidly all at once. So it'll be interesting to see whether that happens in October.
My apparently the M4 Studio is scheduled for next summer. So if you think about it, I've had quite a lot of use out of mine at being the latest greatest.
Yes, I suppose that's when you'll be sad, won't you, when the M4 Studio gets released?
June 22, so I'll have had, well, 2-3 years with it being...
it can't be 3 years, it must be 2, mustn't it?
Sorry, no, June 23, apologies. June 23, I think.
So, yeah, it's not too bad, yeah. Although, didn't you say that you were going to keep it for like 10 years, I thought you said?
Yeah, I'm not replacing it, no, definitely. That's my mainstay, that's the mothership, isn't it?
Good to hear, just... don't want you to get tempted like you obviously have been with the 16 Pro.
No. Well, that makes good, you know, good family sense.
Yeah. It's almost obligatory, really.
Well, it would be rude not to carry out that service, wouldn't it?
Very rude, yeah. Cool. Well, I think that is the event absolutely boiled down and reviewed expertly.
Yeah, again, for the are we yearly? Well, it's not yearly. We've done two.
Well, the next episode might be the Macs or the iPads, whichever comes in October.
Or I say let's shoot for the stars and we'll record in either next week or in 2 weeks.
I think that's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah. Right then, I'll bid you adieu then.
Good stuff.
Is that what they say?
I think so. Have a good one, Dave, and speak soon.
Speak soon, James.
Cheers, mate. Bye.